have to tonight. But since he's not going to be available on the tournament, so you may as well, right?
Yeah, and he's been pretty efficient all year. You know, I think, like you said, one of the innings was four pitches. Yeah, he's got a sub-2 ERA throughout the high school and Legion season. You could see why. I mean, he mixes his pitches well. You know, he'll throw off speed on any count. He's always around the dish. You know, he'll hit his spots, pitches the contact, and we played pretty good defense today behind him. So he does a fantastic job.
Yeah, and, you know, I noticed that he can adjust to a strike zone because, I mean, there were a couple of games during the high school season where it was the size of a coffee can, and he still did his job. And in this one here was kind of a different kind of strike zone, I'll put it that way.
A little bit of a moving target, I guess, if you would, for lack of a better term. But yeah, he, like you said, though, he does a nice job. He'll adjust to the zone. He's a smart pitcher. You know, he throws a lot of strikes, and he can locate the ball. So, you know, if the strike zone's going to be high, he'll adjust up in there. If the strike zone is low, he'll adjust down in there. And so he did a nice job. And the big thing is also he mixes his pitches, does a nice job on that.
Took advantage of some walks finally. Hey, the kid was a little wild there in the fourth inning, and, you know, JP barreled up on that one. And the one that Brady hit, a nice sack fly. That kid made a nice play out there.
Yeah. JP had a key hit there. That was one of the key hits. And then when Brady hit that one, it was a strong wind coming in. If no wind, that's a tater, no doubt about it. But he did a really nice job, and we took advantage of walks, but we still stranded 11 guys today, Jack.
Yeah, that's true.
And I would say 8 or 9 of them with in scoring position. You know, at one time it was 6 out of 7 win scoring position. So we still have to be better about that, but we, like you said, we got the sack fly when we needed to, we got a ground ball when we needed to. JP had the key hit there with that, you know, the double or whatever. I don't know if he got to second base on it or not, but he drove in a couple runs on it.
Yeah, they may have scored a single, went to second on the throw, but as far as JP's concerned, that'll be a double, right?
Anytime he gets to second base, yeah, we'll give him a double.
That's right. So tomorrow's a big day for you guys, unless it rains and then we have to postpone it again. But that's a big day, a lot of hard work from a lot of people to get that field the way it looks now from where it was before. It wasn't a bad field before, of course,
right.
It's so nice now. What are your like emotions and your feelings about tomorrow?
Just, you know, you and I've been around, I don't know how many years, Jack, 20 plus years, and you know, the work that people put into it, they did a great job, an upgrade for the program, for Marquette baseball. You know, like I indicated, we have 3 Legion teams now. So it's going to pay dividends down the road. And this is something that these young men will be able to play on for years. And so, you know, it's nice to say, you know, some years it's been hard to have a team, you know, how it goes there, ebb and flow. And this year to have 3 teams, and they've all been doing successful. You know, who knows, when I retire eventually, you know, we can leave the program in a better shape than when I came in.
I think you and I are going to be around another 20 years, so we'll be pushing up daisies out on that field, right?
Yeah, that's exactly
bury you behind. I'll go behind third base, you can go behind second.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly, Jack.
All right, Swatch, so good luck tomorrow. Have fun. Enjoy your moment. All those people that worked hard on that, a lot of sweat out there. I mean, a lot of planting the sod yourself and organizing this and calling for a donation here. I mean, that's your guys' moment.
Yeah, and, you know, the board, the Legion board, and I've mentioned them before, you know, with Mark Monty and Jason Peterson and Jeff Steer and Big Mike Nimitz. I know I'm missing a few of them. Mike Tricky. They're out at that field. Like, they were delivering dirt at like 6:30 in the morning one time. There was 2 or 3 guys out there ready to help them in the morning. So, and, you know, we had a great support from a lot of sponsors out there, you know, Freco and Ultra Construction. There's probably 10 or 12 of them that were main cogs in this thing, that, you know, poured slabs, and they were out there at their free time, and they didn't take any money. And that says a lot about, especially in this tough time. You know, they just get done with the pandemic, and they're opening new businesses, and they're trying to keep everything afloat. And I just can't say enough, and I'm very proud to be a part of the program.
All right. I will see you on Friday afternoon down at Marinette.
Yep. Sounds good. We'll hit the road, and let's see what we can do. If we get rained out tomorrow, well, we won't have a home game, and we're road travelers again.
And then we'll have the same interview again about your first home game, okay?
Yeah. Sounds good, Jack.
Okay. Good job.